May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That wasn't the where I was planning on teaching from, but it's too tempting. I can't resist. I referenced this the other day. Some, I don't know if it's here or Wednesday night, but about Peter's calling. And when Peter was called, and they catch a fish, and he saw this miracle, he sort of fell down before the Lord and said, "Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." He realized that this was not just a normal person. He called him Lord. And he assumed that he was going to get rejected eventually because he was very imperfect. That, go ahead and get it over with. Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. You don't want to put a lot of stock in me. And then Jesus called him out personally. He spoke to him and said, "Simon," and he spoke to him and he said, "You know, I will make you a fisher of men." And Peter left his nets and followed. And basically, Jesus was saying to him, he just ignored the statement. What news to Jesus that Peter was a sinful man? But he was telling him, "There's something about you. And that I can work with you, even though you're not a perfect person." And then, of course, when he denied Christ three times and Jesus came out and looked at him, the look wasn't one of condemnation. It was one of compassion because he had told him just the night before, "Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows." And Peter goes, "No, not me." You know, now he's forgotten that he's a sinful man and he's said, "Not me. All these other goofballs may. I'll go to jail and even die, but I will never deny you." And of course, he was the one who publicly denied Jesus. And I believe that look when he came out of the courtyard after Peter's denial, I think it was a look of compassion. And I think Peter remembered that Jesus had told him he was going to make him a fisher of men, even though Jesus knew he was a sinful man. And so when you get into John 21, remarkable story is that John, who had laid his head on the breast of Jesus, and from that point forward, he called himself the disciple whom Jesus was always loving. I think he was the first real one that really got a revelation of the disciples, Mary Magdalene before him, but disciples, just how massive the love of Christ was. And so they're in this boat together, and so once again, they're trying to catch fish, and these professional fishermen can't catch fish, and then some guy on the shore they don't recognize tells them to cast their net on the right side of the boat, and they do, and they catch this big haul of fish, which is exactly what happened a few years earlier when Peter was called, and John, who understood the love of God, said, "It's the Lord." Looked at Peter and said, "It's the Lord." And John knew what was going on before Peter did. He's reminding you that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, that he's always known who you were, and that he believes in you. Of course, then Peter strips off. He does the thing that he does, you know, strips off stuff, jumps in the water, goes. And so then in this story, Jesus asked him three times, and it's important what he asked him. He said to him, first he said, "Do you love me?" And the word there is the agape me. Do you love me with perfect love? Because that's what Peter had claimed earlier. Everybody else may deny you, but I won't. And Peter's response was, "Well, Lord, you know that I love you." That word is the word phileo. I love you, but it's not perfect love. So Jesus asked him a second time, "Well, do you love me with perfect love?" And Peter goes, "Well, you know that I love you with imperfect love." And both times Jesus reaffirms, "Well, feed my sheep, feed my lamb, tend my sheep." Even though he's saying, "You know I love you with imperfect love," he says, "Well, feed my lamb. I've called you to be a fisher of men." That's not changed. Then the third time Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me with imperfect love?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know me. And you know I love you. And I know that you know I love you. But you know that I love you with imperfect love." And Jesus reaffirmed, then go do the ministry. And then he says this interesting thing. He says, after saying, "Tend my sheep," the third time he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, when you mature, you'll stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go." Now, there's a historical reference to him being crucified upside down, but Peter didn't know what that was about. And I think there's a more important reference. when Jesus asked the question three times, do you love me with perfect love? Do you love me with perfect love? Do you love me with imperfect love? Three times Peter says, Lord, you know all things. I love you. You know it's an imperfect love. You know all things. You know me. Jesus said, tend my sheep. He said, here's the thing, Peter. When you're young in the Lord, you can kind of just, you're not near as accountable to the Lord. There's accountability, but God, I remember John Wimber saying one time, somebody asked him something about something in his church about moving in signs and wonders and yet not walking in maturity. He said, look, I got 16-year-old gum-chewing kids in my church who can give you a word of knowledge and a prophetic word in a moment. He said, they don't have a clue about spiritual maturity. They're able to go out and embarrass everybody at some point. And but he says, but when you get mature, this is what maturity looks like in the Lord, is that someone else will bind you up and take you places that your flesh wouldn't want to go. And that is. And what Jesus is basically saying to him is, this is what love looks like, Peter. I know your love's imperfect, but you want to know what love looks like, what I'm after? Is when I lead you in the places that you might not choose, and yet you go into them with joyful obedience, that's loving me. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm asking for. Just your yes. When you don't complain and you trust me, when you're being led into things, when you've been bound up by somebody else, me, and you're being taken into places that you don't necessarily want to be in, or have to stay in a place you'd like to get out of, or a relationship that you'd like to abandon but you have no biblical reason for, he said, when you can say yes there and trust me there, that's loving me. That's what I'm after. And that's what maturity looks like. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.